Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella Schools Superintendent Greg Ebeling joins us on today's program to provide an update from the latest Pella School Board meeting. Well, Greg, at this week's board meeting, the Pella School Board approved the teacher and staff as well as administrative compensation package and a consistent number across the board. What was that number, and ultimately what will that mean for the staff coming up for the next fiscal year?
So for our teachers, we went through negotiations last week, and then with our support staff, we also gave a similar percentage, and that was 2.87% total package. So that compensation, the 2.87, also includes our insurance increase and then any FICA and IPERS increases that we'd also have due to salary changes. So when we bargain, we actually look at a total package number, which includes all those things together. So it's more than just what they would get on salary. It's actually what they get as the additional cost for insurance. So 2.87 with the teachers, 2.87 with the administrators, 2.87 with the support staff. So that was consistent across the whole board.
And why was that number picked, considering the tough financial situation that's going on?
Right. So we've always probably been between 3% and 4% for total package settlements. And this year, obviously, settlements are lower, with our state supplemental aid being at 1.11%. We knew that our settlement would need to be lower. We actually projected kind of a salary increase somewhere between 2.5% and 3% for the next 3 years, which is gives us, we're in a decent financial position right now. We want to make sure our staff is compensated well. We need to stay within comparabilities to that point. But we, doing our profile and kind of our projection of funds, we saw that as being a reasonable number to be with.
And then that ties hand in hand with the fact that the budget presentation was shown, at least to the Pella School Board. They'll consider that coming up March 27th. What were the key provisions in the coming certified budget that you felt are kind of the biggest things to hit?
We were able to keep our tax rate flat. So our tax rate would be $15.18 per thousand. That's what we're proposing. With that, we're then looking at kind of a tax rate to be flat again next year, and then probably be lower the year after. So we did have a tax rate increase over the last couple of years based upon our management fund needs for increased, but that'll go down. So I'm thinking our tax rate will go down about 38 cents in 2020. So we're really looking at trying to make sure that we have a kind of a level tax rate, that it's not going up and not going down a lot. We're just kind of keeping it steady, and that's what we've done for this year.
And then coming up on March 27th, they'll approve that. What were some of the other things that you felt from a budget standpoint were key to ensure and continue despite the very tough financial situation, and more so, and maybe touch on this a little bit, about enrollment still being very unpredictable?
We are an enrollment-based budget, so we get a per pupil allocation for each student that attends, and that always enrollment is in the fall. We do enrollment in the fall, and that drives the next year's budget. So our enrollment from 2016 of October drives our budget for 2017-18 school year. And so, you know, we did see an enrollment increase from last year to this year, and also an open enrollment in increase as well. So we've had some positive trend lines with that. We hope we can keep that going. That certainly helps our budget a lot when you have additional kids that you're dealing with. We really, kind of, staff levels will be maintained about the same. So not like a big teacher change or number of teachers changing greatly. So those are all things that we're dealing with, and we always want to make sure that we just have our budget in a place where we can stay financially sound.
That's the other trick right now, is that you're going to need some support coming up soon from the State House, unless you want to go through similar reductions to as you went through, as I understand, last year.
Yeah, you know, that's the thing. Long-term 1.11% is not going to do it for us. We're going to have a hard time maintaining kind of what I would consider adequate increases for staff and moving forward. Certainly 1.11 gave us some additional dollars, about $170,000 of additional money into the system, which is good. But typically from 1 year to the next, we're changing our budget between $300,000 and $500,000, just depending upon the year. So regardless, we know that long term, 1% or a little over 1% is not going to be adequate for us. But what we try to do is just project and look, and we know we're going to be in good shape for 2 or 3 years yet. But hopefully during that time, some of our economy will turn around and we'll get some more revenue into the state, and that can be shared with schools.
Once again, that was Pella Schools Superintendent Greg Ebeling. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.